This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
I don't know about you, but I am so thankful to be here today. You know, there's so many things that are going on during a day, and, you know, just life. Life happens, doesn't it? And I'm just going to talk to you. I'm going to give you a little story because I actually started work today at around 4 o'clock, which is normal for me. And usually from about 4 to 6, I'm looking at emails. And that brings an issue up right up the top of the bat, you know, because I didn't used to have 2 hours that I had to spend on emails. You know, I was thinking about that. And I was thinking about, you know, all of these modern conveniences are supposed to make our life easier, aren't they? And what I'm realizing is that it's not easier at all. And I'm more connected, but yet I'm less connected. And what I mean by that, and take note to self, that this could be you, too, that in this electronic age that we have, we are, you know, everybody wants it their way and they want to get it done now. And I'm a get it done person. I like to get things done. So I'm in that movement. You know, I like to get it done. And with that being said, I realized that I'm also a relational being. And our Heavenly Father asks us to be a relational being. And I think that texting is becoming a non-relational thing. Now, we might think that we are more connected because we can get more done in the 5 minutes that we have to spare in between appointments or, you know, soccer games or whatever we're doing. But what's happening is we're losing that voice, that talking, you know, the talking. When you text, I'm the worst. People will tell you, you know, if you hear my text or hear my text, if you read my text, I miss words. You know, I try to be simple and get to the point. And half the people say that I'm speaking a different language because they can't understand what I'm saying. It makes perfect sense to me, but I'm in a hurry and I'm trying to just minimize my words, you know, to get it, out there. And, so I'm realizing that I'm losing relationships because even though I have this facade of being connected, I'm realizing that I'm really not hearing the person's heart. And I wanted this subject, this story or this show to be about results, but also about listening and being heard. So they all kind of go together. I'm going to tie it all together somehow. We'll see. I've realized that over my relationships in my life, both personal and in business, that I feel like I'm a pretty good listener. And I've noticed that I have this habit of talking over because I'm going to forget what I'm going to say, which is a terrible habit. And I've worked very hard to overcome and to beat that negative. But people say, well, I'm listening to you. And they can even repeat back what they're saying, what I'm saying to them. But what I'm realizing is listening and hearing are really, really, really two different things. And, you know, I've said that, you know, God gives us two ears and one mouth. Why? Because we should listen twice as much as we talk. That's good. That's easy to remember. But the point is that listening isn't enough. Listening isn't enough because we really have to hear. And texting, you can't hear. You can read, but you can't hear. You can't read between the lines, as they say, because you can't hear the emotion that comes with talking and hearing and listening. And so I'm making a decision that I am going to call more and text less. That's a decision. And I talk about decisions and choices that we make every minute of every day, that we do have choices to make. And I'm making one because I like to believe inside my heart and my spirit that I'm a relational person. And I want to be more relational. And in order to do that, I need to text less and call more. So I'm putting that out there because I think maybe this might apply to you. Because I know that it's just something that kind of happens. We don't even think about it, but it just happens. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And if you want to go to previous or this podcast and share it with someone, a neighbor, a friend, a family member, you can go to Sue Free, spelt like fries, one word, .com, and listen to podcasts. You also can go on to 99.5 KKLA, I think it's KKLA.com, and you can click on Listen Live, and you can listen to this if you need to get out of your car and go into where there's a computer. You can do that too. These modern conveniences do have their pluses, don't they? But they also have their negatives. And the negatives are is that we need to be relational and we need to make the phone call. Okay, so that's choice number one that I'm making. Another thing I realized is that I don't memorize as many phone numbers as I used to. How about you? And the reason I know this is my iPad broke, and I had a whole bunch of contact information in there that I am now devastated because I've lost it. I know, backup. I get it. But the other thing is I would suggest to everybody is to have a hard copy of your contact list. Hard copy of those phone numbers and important numbers that you might need, passports, social security numbers, you should know that by heart, driver's license, bank numbers, whatever. You need to have some place where you have a hard copy of this information. Because you know what's really interesting, but you know, it's like you almost lose all your contact because you lose your phone. And that's a terrible place to be, and it happens more than we like to talk about. So I would say that it's important to remember and to memorize those important numbers like your children, your spouse, your significant other, and maybe contact information, you know, that you should have. So I'm just saying that because I know somebody out there is saying, you know, I really need to do that. I really, really, really need to do that. You know, I really need to get to that. And the problem is we don't get to it. And then what happens? We lose our phone. We lose that information. And then it's a real burden to gather all that information back. So results. I'm going to talk about results because I was thinking about this today. This morning I woke up at 4, like I said, and my 2 hours of efficiencies, which really I thought about this, and I used to really pride myself at being efficient. I want to be efficient. I want to do it right the first time. I want to be efficient. And the problem with that is I realized that you can be efficient in things and still not be effective. You can be efficient in things and still not get the results you want or need. And so I found that in my business and in my personal life that I want results. And I'm really going somewhere with this, so stick with me, you know, bear with me here for a second. Bear with me. We're going to talk about fruit and, you know, bearing fruit. That's funny. Anyway, results, being result-driven. And I was thinking about this, and I was thinking, you know, okay, I always look at the life lessons that I'm learning, and I also look at biblical principles that back up what my thought process is. So when I'm going through my obstacles and my problems of the day, I always look at problems as opportunity for improvement. And it's a positive way to think of it. And in business, you know, you've constantly got to be evolving because life around you is evolving very quickly. It seems to be getting faster and faster. I don't think I'm getting slower. I really don't. But it's just getting faster and faster all the time. So I want to be results driven. So then we have to be clear on what it is we want. Now, a show before this show talked about what do you want? And I brought that up and I asked that question because I'm asking that question to me right now. What does Sue Freeze want? What do you want? And I really mean that. Think about it. And you have to be really clear on what it is you want. Because you're not going to know when you actually get it if you're not clear about what it is you want. Be clear on the words you choose, and I would get a piece of paper out, and I would write them down. Write down what it is you want. Have a list. I also have a list of things that I want to do in my life before I'm done with this life here on this earth. And it's really fun to have a list like that because there are things you can check off as time goes on. The bucket list. I was trying to think of the name of it. The bucket list, yes. So, you know, it's important to have a bucket list. It's a fun list because, you know, we work really hard and we have all these things coming at us all the time. So we need to have the fun list too. But getting back to the serious list of what it is you want. Now, obviously, you want your desires, the desires of your heart, to match what God's desires for your life are. And that's pretty easy to sense and to feel, because you're going to know it. You're going to feel it. You know, something inside of you will go when you're not in His way, when you're not doing things the way He really designed you to do. There's something that happens, and you're going to know it. So don't worry about that, really, because it'll happen. So results. And I was thinking about biblical principles of results. And the reason all of this is coming up is because today I woke up and did the email thing, and I had some correspondence with emails that were going back and forth between some employees of mine. And a lot of energy was being spent on a negative issue. And so it's up to me, because I'm the leader, to decide how to handle that. What is the, you know, identify the problem and then to figure out solutions. Now, I don't like to just rely on me. So I always ask the Lord, you know, okay, God, what would you do in the situation and how would you handle this? And I also go to people that are in my arena, my circle, that I trust and depend on to say, here's the issue as I see it. How do you see it? And what are the possible solutions so that we can get, you know, further in this game and make this go away or make it better for the next time it might happen. And that goes for personal and business. You know, all in all, we have to identify the problem and then come up with solutions. And then, you know, we have a choice, don't we, on how we're going to handle that. You know, what are we going to do next? And we have a choice on how we're going to feel, what we're going to think, our belief system, all of that. We have a choice in all of that. So after that happened, I went into work. And well, I made a decision on how to handle that. And then I came in and I discussed it with the people that I needed to discuss it with. And things started happening. And then I decided that one of my priorities for the day was that I needed to do reviews. I wanted to do reviews, and they're a long time coming. I needed to do these reviews for a while. But, you know, priority, there were things that came up that I just needed to take care of too. So today was the day that I brought three people in. And before this, I asked my key staff that works with each individual to evaluate the performance from their point of view, because we all deal with people differently and we all have a different role to play in this thing called life. You know, we're all different parts of the body and we all have a role to play according to the Bible. And so I asked for a summation, an evaluation of performance, which is results, of each individual. And then I brought the individual in and I sat them down and I said, okay, I am going to ask you these questions because I want you to rate you from 1 to 5. And I had the evaluations from my key staff that works with these people. I had their evaluation of where they felt this person was. And then I had the person actually evaluate themselves. It's a really good tool, I think, because sometimes we can be in disillusioned with what we think we're doing and what we think is happening when really we're not really in reality. So after doing that process, I realized that it was results-based and performance-based, and that this relates to God, because God talks about the fruits of the Spirit. He talks about, well, I'll tell you what the fruits of the Spirit are. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. So, with that being said, we know what the fruit of the Spirit is. So, with all of that, it all goes together, because after I reviewed the person and I had a discussion, an open discussion, an honest discussion, a fierce conversation sometimes, we would discuss what going forward. But we had to have what the performance wants were of the company. You know, what were we rating? What were we looking for? And at the end of the day, at the end of our lives, each one of us, each listener listening right now, you're going to be accountable to our Heavenly Father. And He's going to say, how did you do? And he's got a performance list. He's got a list. Now, it's not by works that you are saved. It's by grace. I know that. And you need to know that, because we can beat ourselves up too. But he is requiring us to do certain things. He's told us in the Bible the things that he wants us to do. You need to know what it is God wants for your life. And the Bible does direct you in that. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA, the sister station at KPRZ in San Diego. So welcome for listening today. And today we're talking about results, and we're talking about listening and being heard. And all of this goes together. Why? Because in order to have results, you need to know what's expected of you. And if you want to have results for you, you need to be able to verbalize what it is you want. So all of this is kind of intertwining, and it's all making sense, because we have to be clear on what we want. We have to know what God wants for our lives, because at the end, we get an interview. We have an interview. We have a performance evaluation. And what I want to say is one of the gentlemen that came into my office today, what a humble spirit he is. In fact, I'm going to have him on the show. His name is Andrew. And I wanted him on today, but he had too much to do. And so I'm going to have him on the show. He's just a wonderful employee. And he's always so grateful about having a job. He doesn't have this entitlement that some people have. He's just grateful that he has a job. And it's really wonderful to work with him. His job is to... We do termite inspections, and the inspector does the inspection in the field, and then he does a graph, and he does all of the things that he finds. He has to put them on this form. Then he brings that form back, and then we have a typist who types up this report. And this report actually goes to the state. E. coli has to pay to have this report go to the state, and it goes to the customer, potential customer, because we usually do this for free. And what Andrew does is Andrew is the final eyes on this report to make sure that this legal document is done correctly. And so his job is very important. It's a very quiet job, and a lot of people don't understand how important this job is. So it kind of goes unnoticed a lot of the times, unless the reports aren't getting out in a regular timely manner. Then, you know, it just kind of happens. So he's not somebody that gets praises every day, because it's not a job that... is just up in the front. You know, some jobs are in the front and it's easy to see them, but this one's kind of in the back, and it's just not so easy to see what he's doing. But he does it with such humbleness and quietness. And so when he came and I said, "Can I talk to you today?" And he said, "Yes, ma'am." And he comes and sits down, and I asked him to rate himself. Now, I am not, you know, from 1 to 5, I wouldn't even give me fives. I don't give me fives. Because I always feel there's room for improvement. You know, I just don't. You know, there's just always room for something better, something more. And Andrew came in and he sat down, and I asked him to give his number on where he feels he fit on each category. And there's numerous categories that we rate people on their performance. And, you know, I asked him, and I looked him straight in the eyes, and he kept giving me fives. And I looked down on the paper, and the management had given him fives. And I totally agree with the fives. And that's just, it kind of blew me away a little bit, because I'm thinking, wow, you know. But it's, you know what he told me after this? I said, "You know, Andrew, it's not very often that I would give fives. And it's not very often that an employee will sit in front of me and without even hesitation say that he's a five, you know." He goes, "I know what you mean. I know what you mean. But I really feel that I'm there, unless there's something I don't know." And, you know, we don't know what we don't know, right? Sometimes that's true. And so then on the last side of the page, it's questions on what you can do better, or what you feel E. coli could do better for you to help you be better in your performance. What can we do to equip you to be more successful for yourself and for E. coli? And what can you do for E. coli? You know, those are the two questions on the back. And then, you know, we handwrite what they say, and we write what we think. And they were very consistent. And what he said was, is he wanted to get better on the phones. Well, his job isn't to be on the phone. His job is to look at typed reports to make sure that they're legal documents and they're being done correctly. But he said, you know, the phone's ringing, and I know, Sue, that you want the phone answered by the second ring, and we have 10 to 12 people in our call center, and sometimes the phone's ringing more than two times, so I just really feel like I need to answer more phones. But when I answer the phone, I feel like I'm ill-equipped. I'm not equipped to handle the questions. So there's this hesitation, and then I feel like all bottled up because I just feel like I want to know more so that I can help more. You know, and I'm like, wow, I wish I could bottle you up. I wish I could clone you 100 times over. You know, what a great attitude. Way beyond the call of what his job description is. But because he has the heart and that he loves the Lord and he works for the Lord, he goes, I work for you, Sue, but I work for the Lord. And I want to please him. And man, like I'm saying, you know, if we all had that attitude all the time, this world would be a much, much better place. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. You can tune in to KKLA.com, click on, and stream with us. Or you could go to Sue Free, spelt like fries.com, fries one word, .com. And you can listen to previous podcasts. This show's been going on for 3 years now. I'm amazed at that. I'm just amazed time flies. And as we get older, time flies even faster. It's just amazing to me. So you can go on there, you can share it with other people, and please do. And please, could you connect with me? Give me your information. You know, write me a little note. Tell me that you're listening. I want to know. It's the radio. I can't see your face. So please, just, you know, let's get to know each other. Let's be relational, okay? Let's be relational, and you need to talk to me, okay? So please connect with me on Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, .com. Give me your information, and tell me how you feel, really. Be honest. How you feel about the show, what your suggestions are to make this a better show, how it could benefit you more. Okay, I really am here for you. So let me know what it is you want to talk about, what you want to hear. Sometimes I have live shows. I do one live show every month I try to do, and these are pre-recorded because I am running a business too. So I want to hear from you, so please connect with me. And we were talking about the connection thing of calling, you know, just connect with me and then maybe I can call you and maybe you can be on the show. Who knows? Who knows what the future brings? But I'd love to hear from you. So we will be back with more of the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Free Show.
So we're back from the break, and we're talking about results, and we're talking about listening and hearing, and how all these things work together. And I was talking about a gentleman named Andrew who came into my office because he had a review. And, you know, this guy... I told him what I was going to give him, you know, well, I told him that what I had in mind to give him was a certain dollar figure. But after we went through the process that I talked about before the break, I realized that I needed to give him more because of all the fives. And it was just amazing because, you know, I have 56 employees, and like I told Andrew is, I never really thought of me as a teacher. And what he said to me was, is that, Sue, you are a teacher. And I said, you know, people have been telling me that lately, but I just never thought of myself as a teacher because I always consider myself the biggest cheerleader. I cheerlead people and I encourage people. That's my biggest gift, is encouraging. And I feel very blessed and very fortunate to be able to offer an opportunity for people to find something they can do. They can use the gifts God gave them. And to equip themselves to make a living for themselves. You know, it feels really good. And I had three new hires that are sitting at my training table starting Monday morning, and I need more people. I mentioned that on Saturday, and a gentleman called me, and he actually connected, and his name is Mark. He's in Oxnard, and if he's listening again, God bless you. And I did get your resume, and you know, you've probably already been contacted, and we'll see what happens there. But we're always hiring because, you know, there's people out there that bring something to the table that Ecola might need, and I don't want to have a good prospect go to my competitors, number one, and I don't want a good prospect to go unnoticed that we could put to good use for Ecola and for Ecola's customers. And Andrew said to me, he said, you know, Sue, he says, it's so obvious that you care, that you're not just a boss that is just, you know, doing a job. It's very obvious that you care. And he says, I thought that your management team was where it came from. I thought they were the ones that were creating this type of feeling, but now I'm realizing that it's coming from you. And that was one of the biggest compliments that someone could give me, is because, you know, we are known by our fruit, aren't we? These three new hires are sitting around a table, and I always like to do an orientation because it's important that the foundation from the beginning is strong and firm. And that's another biblical principle. There's so many principles in just everyday life, aren't there? And I always want the foundation to be very strong from the very get-go because, you know, life happens and things happen and you could have a bad customer and you could have something happen or a mistake happens on a payment or something happens. And if you're not stable, if you're not firm on your foundation, knowing that the belief you have in the company you work for and the belief you have that what you're doing matters, it could cause you to not want to be part of that organization anymore. And that same thing can apply in a family life, in a relationship. If you don't feel that it matters, if you don't feel that you matter, then it can cause you to lose faith or belief in whatever it is you're in. So it's important that we're clear on what we want, what they want, and that it's known that both parties care. And when you do that, how does that happen? How do we make that happen? How do we make sure that that message is clear? That goes into the listening and hearing, doesn't it? When we talk, we're hoping people are understanding, but we know that sometimes I can say something, comes out of my mouth, and to me, I'm very articulate. I feel like I'm very clear on what I'm trying to say. Even if I go on rabbit trails, I know I do sometimes, but I usually bring it back around. But I'm pretty clear about the message that I'm trying to get across. But the person on the other side, they have their own agenda. Their brains are working, and their minds might be on how they're going to retort, what they're going to say back, and really not listening. That happens a lot in relationships. Usually the more heated the conversation, the more that happens. So it's important. Side note, it's important that you choose your timing of your conversations wisely. Just a note too, mostly husbands and wives, I think that's the most heated relationships and the heated conversations that happen, is that you really, really, spouse, if you have something important to say, choose the timing wisely. Think about what you want. Think about what you're going to say and pick the time wisely. If you don't hear anything else, hear that, because that will help in the relationship and in the communication of actually getting your point across. I know, looking back at my life, that I had a father that was very volatile. He wasn't a very happy man. He's not here. He's in heaven. And he died of cancer, lung cancer. I watched that happen. I was with him quite often. And I just know that the way he communicated was in yelling. He yelled. And when he yelled, I felt like I was 2 inches tall. And in that 2 inches tall, I felt that I was on the defense. I couldn't really hear what he was saying. All I knew is I needed to protect myself. So if you have that ability to cause another person to be in that fearful mode or that protective mode, you're not going to be heard. You're really not. You might be feared, but you're not going to be heard. And even in the simplest of conversations, we have to really figure out a way where the person that you're really trying to get the message to is going to receive it. And you want the reception to be lovingly. You want the reception to be, I really want to help this. Andrew said something to me. I said, I'm so shocked about your fives. You know, it's like I don't give these very often, and usually an employee won't come in and do this. He says, Sue, I have such a strong desire, a strong fear of letting people down that I just don't. And his eyes, you know, I just looked in his eyes and he goes, I don't want to let you down. I don't want to let my counterparts, I don't want to let my customers down. I don't want to let the inspectors down. I just don't want to let anybody down. And most of all, I don't want to let God down. I'm taking a breath because, you know, I found that the breaths in life is where the messages are the clearest. I don't want to let anybody down. That's a tough thing to do because, you know, we let people down without even knowing we're letting people down, don't we? You know, sometimes we think we're doing everything right and somebody's not happy or something's not going right. And I learned a long time ago, you can't please everybody all the time. But you can do your best to understand what it is wanted, needed, and desires, and do your best to make it work. I try to make win-wins whenever possible. You know, it's called a peacemaker. I try to make peace. I try to make it nice wherever I can. Is that you, or are you on the other side? You've got to get your way. Are you the get your way kind of person? You know, I'm just, you know, if it's you, you know, look at the person in the mirror. If it's you, you know, you have a choice right now, right here, right now. Somebody needs to hear this, but if that's you, you know, you have a decision to make. Do you want to continue down this path? Are you getting what you want being that way? My venture, without even knowing you, is no. You're not getting really what you want. You can win the battle and lose the war, they say. And sometimes that's the way it is. I've been in volatile relationships. I've been where there's a lot of yelling and screaming. It really doesn't help anybody. It doesn't do anything good for anybody. You know, for a moment, you know, you can puff up and you can, you know, have that happen, but it really doesn't do what you want in the end. The results is what we're after, isn't it? We want the results. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA, and also KPRZ in San Diego. And I am so happy that we are going up and down the coast with this show, and now with the electronic age, we can just be anywhere and when you want it, which is interesting, isn't it? I have another little book. It's a devotional. It says, a work of art. Each one of us is God's special work of art. Through us, he teaches and inspires, delights and encourages, informs and uplifts all those who view our lives. God, the master artist, is most concerned about expressing himself, his thoughts, and his intentions through what he paints in our character. He wants to paint a beautiful portrait of his son in and through your life. A painting like no other in all of time. A beautiful portrait. Can you see yourself that way? As a beautiful portrait? Can you see yourself not wanting to let anybody down? How's your performance? How are you doing? How are you doing? You know that old saying where when you're pointing a finger, there's three pointing back at you? You know that old saying? I realized a long time ago that I can't change another human being. All I can do is work on me, and all you can do is work on you. I was also told that the stories are the favorite thing. You know, scriptures, they love the scriptures. You know, listeners love the scriptures that I bring up, and scriptures are wonderful. They're, you know, they're words of encouragement, they're words of love, they're words of direction on how to take your life from here to there. So scriptures are really important. And one of my goals this year is to learn more scriptures, to memorize more scriptures. Why? Because when you need to lean on something, you know, you have a choice on what you're going to lean on. And if you have those scriptures embedded in your heart and your soul, and you repeat those out loud to yourself, so your heart, your mind, your soul, they hear your voice better than anyone else's voice, you know, you will have those scriptures that give you strength, you know. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There's one that I lean on. Be anxious for nothing but in everything through prayer. You know, those things are important. Give thanks in all things. Be anxious for nothing. Those are ones I lean on. Search me and know me, O God. If there's any evil way, pluck it out. That's in Psalm 139. All of these scriptures I lean on, and I need more. I need more. How about you? Do you need more scriptures memorized? You know the address and you know where they are so that you can lean on them. One of the shows that I did was on What Do You Want? And because these get replayed, I don't like to say it was the last show because it might not be the last show. So I'm just going to say that there is a show called What Do You Want? And I talked about love because there was this. Sometimes when I'm getting prepared for the show, things come to me. The Lord brings me pictures and visuals. And, you know, it says faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. And if we love with all our heart, and we're really listening, if we're really hearing, then there's going to be a lot less strife in this world. And there's going to be a lot more gain. There's going to be a lot more needs met, aren't there? If we love more. You know, it's selfless love. It's sacrificial love, you know, like a parent to a child. That's what happens is we give of ourselves so much. And it's like you don't even think about it. You just do it. Why? Because you love. In 1 Corinthians 13, what does love look like? What does love look like? If you were going to design or paint a picture of what love looks like, what does it look like? And here's what the Bible says. It says, love is patient. Are you patient? Are you patient? Because if you're not patient, then are you being loving? Love is kind. Are you kind? When you're pressed, beyond pressed, when things are just, there's deadlines and you're not going to reach the deadline, or you've got a lawsuit on you, or you've got unjustness happening in your life, you know, you know, there's an accident, rear-ending or whatnot, and you're getting blamed for something or whatever the issues are, and there's a multitude of issues. How do you respond? How do you react? Are you reacting in love? Love is kind. It does not envy. So when somebody gets a promotion, if somebody is being giving a ministry, if someone gets a ministry and you feel you should be leading that ministry, but God chose them instead of you, do you envy that person or do you say congratulations? Love does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. Do you get angry? Easy? Because even Jesus got angry. It's not about never getting angry. I get angry. When there's unjust done, I get very angry. When I see people treating people wrong, when I see, you know, in a restaurant, this happened just recently, I saw a man treating his wife not very nice. And for a long time, I kept my mouth shut. And then it got to the point where I could not anymore. Now, was I out of line? Maybe. But I just said, you know, that's just not appropriate. It's just not appropriate. They left shortly after. But it wasn't appropriate. Love doesn't keep record of wrongs. Now, if there's a pattern of things going on, then the pattern or whatever that issue is, whether it's, it might be a drinking problem, it might be a drug problem, it might be a cussing problem, it might be a pornography problem, it might be, I don't know, come up with whatever you want. You know, if wrongs are in the past, then we need to let them go. If they're still happening, then we need to address them. It doesn't mean keep bringing up the past, because the past is gone. I've said that repeatedly. The past is gone. But if the same things, if the same pattern is reoccurring, then the results, that's the word of the day, if the results aren't improving, we have decisions to make and choices to make on what we're going to do. We only can change us, right? We can't change the other person. We do need to speak. We need to be clear on what it is we want. We don't want the person to be a mind reader. We want to speak what we want. And then the difference is are we really being heard? How do you know if what you're saying is being heard? Okay. I was in a situation where I could speak. The person could be asleep. I'd shake that person, and that person would repeat back to me what I was saying, but they were snoring. It was the weirdest thing ever. But, okay, so that person listened, okay? The difference between listening and hearing, in my opinion, is when there is change, when something changes, when the person that's hearing hears the heart enough to make a change, a heart change, an action change, which creates a different what? Result. You are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And we are talking today about a lot of things, but we're talking about results, performance, listening, and hearing, because they all interact. They all intertwine. They are all together. So we were at No Record of Wrongs. That was number 5. Number 6 is love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Okay. So if you love somebody, do you lie to them? Are you deceitful? No. There's always that like white lie line that I hear, you know, oh, it's a white lie because I didn't want to tell her that she was gaining weight, or I didn't want to tell her she shouldn't have that dessert, or whatever the silly thing is that we're talking about. But you know what? There's a way that you can get the message across without being hurtful and still being loving, but being honest. You know, sometimes just not saying anything at all might be the right thing to say or not say. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Number 7, it always protects. Love always trusts. Love always hopes. Love always perseveres. Protects for me is a really, really big one. I don't know about you, but even from early childhood, going through the problems I've gone through with things that shouldn't happen to any child, and does all the time, and it just breaks my heart. But I'm glad we have the ministries we do that can help and bring healing to those painful, painful things that happen that we don't have the answers for, but we know God's there, but we don't understand. You know, so many times I hear people saying, but if there's a God, why? I don't have the answer to that. But I know that even with my life, that the pain and the suffering that I've gone through has made me who I am today. And I'm here on the radio, I think, because of that. Because of what I've been through causes me to have something that can help other people. And so I don't have all the answers. I know that when I get to heaven, I can ask. But right now, I don't have the answers. All I know is that there's hope in him. And I can trust in him. So with the protect, you know, man is supposed to be head of household. He's supposed to be protecting. And a mother, don't mess with mother's chicks, right? You know, you don't mess with a mother's chicks. Don't mess with my kids. You know, I used to always say that, you know, kids, you know, people can do a lot of things, but just don't mess with my kids. And that's still true today. Don't mess with my children. Don't mess with them. Because, you know, you're going to have me to reckon with. Protection. Men that are listening, your responsibility is you are head of household and you are to protect your family. That's a high calling. That is an important role. And, you know, with that, you know, people would say, okay, you've got to have a president of the company. And I agree with that. And I'm just doing a little side note here on this, is that, you know, I had a struggle with submission. That what does that word mean? You know, does it mean doormat? And no, it does not mean doormat. It doesn't mean do as I say. It doesn't mean, you know, you don't have to ask me, just do what I say. It doesn't mean that, because in Ephesians, you know, it says at the end of 5, it says submit one to another unto him. So it's important that we understand that we're in this together, that we are to be partners in this relationship, and that we need to submit one to another. That means that everybody's needs and desires are should be important, that we need to listen, we need to hear, and we need to change. If we can make a decision today that could change to make a person feel more cared for. I wrote this piece of paper because I heard someone say this, and I thought this was so important and so pertinent for today that I just grabbed it out of my another book that I have here. I've got all these books strewn all over the place. And this paper says, and this is what we want to feel more than anything, each one of us. Tell me if this is not true. I hear you. I see you. And what you say matters to me. As a man, would that make you feel valued? I hear you, I see you, and what you say matters to me. In my interviews today with my employees, I heard them, I saw them, and what they said mattered to me. And in that, there is a new relationship built. Yeah, they got a raise. But more importantly than the review and the performance rating and the raise was that we have a new understanding of where we are, where we're going, and how we fit into this picture of desires, wants, expectations. And that's what relationships are all about. All of that. You know, I'm interviewing for people to fulfill a need in my organization. People that are single, they're interviewing for that person that they might be spending the rest of their lives with. Be clear on what it is that's important to you. Be clear that you get the results that you're wanting. Be clear. If you're not clear, you're not going to have that happen. Number 8 on 1 Corinthians 13 on love, which love is so important. It's the most important, love. Faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. Think about that. When completeness comes. That old saying, you complete me. That's what came to mind just then. You complete me. When completeness comes, what is in part disappears. Isn't that what marriage is? You know, our relationship with our Heavenly Father? Is that there's a hole in our heart that only He can fill? When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Until next week, God bless you. Make yourself a blessing. And don't just listen, but really hear. God bless you.
Child, you're forgiven in love. Child, you're forgiven, and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven in love.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. E. coli has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E. coli keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call E. coli today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. E. coli, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.